Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Abkhazia. Abkhazia is a region that was described to me many years ago during the Georgia crisis of 2008 as a breakaway region of Georgia. Abkhazia is a republic. It's on the Black Sea. It is Roman, I learned from my reading. The Romans there administered as a province and extracted monies, but a light hand, no heavily investment, no major combat units, to my reading. Roman Empire, straight up. Now, 2,000 years later, it is the center of a controversy in Abkhazia, in Moscow, and having to do with the whole of the Eurasian supercontinent, the transportation and communication routes that are critical to make Central Asia a success in this century. I welcome Ekaterina Zolotova. She is an analyst for Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I recommend, if only for Ekaterina's filing from Moscow. I go to the Reuters headline. New leader takes over after protests in breakaway Georgian region. This is Abkhazia. And the leaders of the breakaway Georgian region, writes Reuters, the leader resigned and was replaced by his deputy until new elections. Days after protesters seized government buildings and forced the leader to scrap an unpopular deal with Russia. Ekaterina, a very good evening to you. The trigger for this was a financial deal between Moscow and Abkhazia. What was the deal that was being objected to, and now the leader of the country has resigned and replaced by his deputy? What did it look like? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It was an investment agreement. And this agreement, Russia and Abkhazia discussed in September, in October, and on the 30th of October, they came to the conclusion about this agreement. Actually, this agreement was very important for Russia right now, because Russia is under the sanctions, and right now it's looking for the new ways for the trade, for the access to the new trade routes. So to create infrastructure in South Caucasus is quite crucial for Russia. And this investment agreement actually gives Russia some benefits and support measures. For example, Russian workers or investors who are going to make some projects, especially infrastructure projects in Abkhazia, they will pay less value-added tax. They don't have the strict quota for foreign workers. They have privileged access to energy capacity, to different utility networks and communications. And of course, they have exemption from customs duty for the next 8 years. This agreement could make the Russian investments into this area smoother and easier. But it caused a lot of reaction, especially from the opposition that is existing in Abkhazia, because they believe that such measures are some moves that could sell the country And only oligarchs could benefit because of these measures. And it will be very difficult to keep the sovereignty and economic independence of the country. In previous years, there were several cases when Russia actually participated in infrastructure construction and infrastructure projects. For example, there was a story about the airport, and a year ago, in 2023, the country signed an agreement for easy access for the airport in Abkhazia, and actually the access to operating of this airport. And we need to remember that all of these airports, ports, and railway are critical infrastructure and strategic infrastructure for any country.
What I knew about Abkhazia until I read your essay is that it was a popular vacation destination on the Black Sea coast for summertime because the shoreline is relatively flat. That's where the Romans were, and that's where the Russians are, and then it becomes very mountainous. Now, what's critical about that is that it's a republic, but it was previously part of the Soviet Empire. It is not now said to be part of any empire. It's independent, but it has resources, chiefly an educated public, and about 250,000 people is the population. And it's location, location, location. You emphasize that the investors are interested in Abkhazia because of the building of the Trans-Caucasus communications routes and the north-south corridor that Moscow is looking to build to connect northern Europe with the Indian Ocean and the ports of the Pacific and China. All of that is the big dream. Abkhazia turns out to be a vital piece because there's a railroad route, and it's vital because you can't get through the mountains. This rail, you can't replace it. And it runs from along the Black Sea corridor, along the Black Sea coast. I'm following the map in Ekaterina's filing, and it reaches the capital. But then it's broken. It's broken all the way to Georgia. Why is it broken? How did it get broken?
Well, the major point that we need to know is that this road existed before. There were Abkhazian and Georgian war. It started not in 2008, it started before, exactly during the last years of the Soviet Union and in the beginning, exactly after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Then it continued in 2000 till 2018. And during all of this period, there were some military actions that actually led to the condition when the railway road was totally destroyed. First of all, we need to remember when in each war, the infrastructure is critical, and destroying the connections, it's quite crucial for having any operation. So that part of the railway road that was constructed in the Soviet Union was destroyed. And till now, not all of this has been restored. As you mentioned, the part from the capital to Georgia is not restored at all. But a lot of tourists go for the excursions to that. They visit some railway stations, so, and they take very beautiful pictures. It's a kind of the touristic place right now where you can go and look at the previous past, but it has a special meaning, of course. So there were a lot of talks about the need to restore this route simply because there are no other ways, as you mentioned correctly. So, for example, if we look at the South Caucasus. We know that there is a mountainous terrain. So there are just two major railway roads. One is going in the Caspian coast, and another one is in the Black Sea coast that is connecting the Russia, Georgia, for example, if I'm talking about the Black Sea coast, and that is connecting Russia, Azerbaijan, if we're talking about the Caspian coast. And for some period of time, the restoration was just kind of the project, because there was no practical meaning in that. The Russian trade was mostly directed to Europe and China. But right now, during the last 2 years, they started to talk about the restoration again, simply because Russia decided to find the new ways to turn its trade and to bring its trade to the south. The Caspian coast, it's good, but it should be not enough for Russian plans. So there should be another one. And the Black Sea restoration, the Black Sea coast restoration, it's one of the best options that Russia can have right now. And
if I understand correctly, the investment is to enhance this possibility, which sounds like prosperity for the people of Abkhazia. What is it that they are worried that they protest then? I mean, this is money coming into their country. Who do they fear? Why are they objecting to the idea?
Well, we should start to think from the very beginning, when it goes to the very end of the Soviet Union. At that time, there were preparations for the war between Georgia and Abkhazia, simply because of different inter-ethnic issues. The South Caucasus is very difficult and complicated, and that goes from that moment. Abkhazia wanted to get the independence. And as many other republics that got their independence after the collapse of the Soviet Union, it wants to keep its independence. It doesn't want to be under the influence of any state, not Georgia, and also not Russia, like all other states that appeared after the collapse of the Soviet Union, for example, the Central Asian republics, or Azerbaijan or Armenia. And this is why Abkhazia wants to keep this independence. Of course, because of its current status, that not all the countries in the world have recognized Abkhazia, and most of the countries are still considering Abkhazia as the part of Georgia. It's very difficult to attract the investors. It's very difficult to maintain trade routes and trade relations. And Russia is one of the major partners. Russia's part in Abkhazian trade is about like 70%. Abkhazia has to deal with Russia, but at the same time, it's trying to diversify its relations. It's also having ties with Turkey, with Georgia, and so on. And from this, the story begins. It means that Abkhazia, like many other countries in the post-Soviet world, don't want to see 100% Russia there. They want the diversification. They want this neutrality in order to keep the economic development and to keep its own its own place as the country, so to be independent. This is why some people are against of this law, against of this agreement, though they understand that they have to continue to deal with Russia as it's the major donor, it's the major investor, and it's the major trade partner.
Ekaterina Zolotova is in Moscow reporting on Abkhazia, which is in the Black Sea Basin, where the war is in Ukraine and where the concerns are in Georgia and Moldova and Romania. We're concentrating on a very small piece. The military is home, has a home in Abkhazia, the Russian military, the 7th military base. There are other things to say. And when we come back, what is the big dream that I mentioned as we began? What is it for the 21st century that represents prosperity for Russia, for the Black Sea Basin, for the Caspian Basin, all the way through Central Asia?
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No